It's about 5:45 on this first Wednesday in September, and six people formed a loose line inside the One Stop at Asheville Music Hall. All of them have brought acoustic guitars still inside their cases.
This is the most public thing I've ever done, probably, whatever this is.
This, as Emily Burke just put it, is the opening week of the Brown Bag Songwriting Competition. Think of it as American Idol for Asheville's folk music scene, except here, instead of instant if temporary fame, weekly winners win the contents of a plain brown paper bag. Emily is one of the 10 artists competing on this evening. Each paid $3 to perform. That money goes into the brown paper bag, along with more cash, gift cards, business cards, and anything else tossed in by people in the audience.
I don't necessarily feel ready. I feel 50% ready. You know, they say, like, you should do these things even if you don't feel, like, completely ready. Now I'm just like, it's here, and I'm here, so let's do it.
Jenny Fares created this contest 11 years ago. Before moving to Asheville to do more with her music, she'd competed at something similar at a club in Decatur, Georgia. She wanted an outlet that was a little more formal than a typical open mic.
I had a group of friends. We were all musicians and songwriters, and we were having a hard time finding a place in town where people would listen to our music. I feel like songs need to be heard. The lyrics need to be listened to. And sometimes songs suck, and you can tell if an audience is listening if it's good or not.
Weekly winners earn a spot in the finals, where the grand prize includes recording time at Echo Mountain Studios, but the contest is also about community. There's a span of experience on stage every given week, but almost everyone here is testing new songs, so there's a quick camaraderie in this vulnerability.
I really just want to meet more local musicians, you know. I met a couple really cool people last year, and I just want to keep that thing going and maybe start some new music projects with them and see where that goes.
There are a few rules. Perform your own music and bring no more than two other musicians on stage to perform with you. No drum sets, no full bands.
I don't like competition, so I really didn't ever want to put competition in the name because I didn't want everyone to be like, look at my gold star. But the fact that it's a competition gets people there. It gets people motivated. It requires an extra level of like dedication to your art form than just showing up. It does cut the chafe from the chaff from the beginning.
Mike Pressler brought his girlfriend. They live in a trailer at the foot of a mountain about an hour and a half northeast of Asheville. They made a deal. She could visit Malaprops and do a little craft shopping if Mike could compete in his first brown bag.
I didn't write my first song until I was probably 58 years old. I'm 65 today. To me, it's not about making a living or making money. It's cool if I make at least gas money is cool. But that's not why I do it. I do it because it's fun. I've made my money in this life. Now it's fun.
Right now we have Emily Burke.
No, I didn't want to try too hard in case I didn't get too far. It don't happen to all of us. No.
And I can't see, but now you can find. Headlong into.
I still got this good old woman. I'll be damned if I know why. I'll sit right back, enjoy the ride, and let her drive.
I think I kind of tanked, honestly.
But why do you say that?
I guess like you screw up in ways that no one else can notice.
I'm scared that like I'm too vulnerable, and if I don't win, I'm going to be like, now I'm not back two steps, but back like 10 steps.
The winner of Brown Bag Songwriting Competition Week number one is Mike Pressler.
Pressler brings his guitar to the stage one last time for the evening's encore, along with a promise to make another long drive for the finals November 18th at Asheville Music Hall. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.